99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Talk about solicitors?
Yeah.
Or a woman crashing her car trying to kill a spider.
Ooh. Ooh.
Spider.
Ah, see?
Yeah, if there's a spider in my car, man, my concentration is gone.
I
can relate.
Let's talk about this
then. Okay.
Your encounters with spiders and insects in general.
Yes.
A woman crashes car after trying to, quote, get a spider while driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happened in Toledo, Ohio. A woman in Ohio crashed her car after she noticed there was a spider and tried to get it.
Get it.
Get it. Meaning kill it. Not capture it and...
No, no. Yeah, squish.
Nurse it back to health.
You go squish now. Yep. Twitching legs. Yeah, the whole time. Yep.
Police officers said they were called to the intersection of whatever, who cares. Around 10:30 p.m., the vehicle crashed into the overhead rail bridge support beam.
Ooh, oh, wow.
That's a nasty smash.
Well, for a spider.
Yep. Oh, got the spider. And her.
Police said they asked the 40-year-old woman what happened, to which she responded that there was a spider in her car and she was trying to get it.
She told the truth. Wow. I mean, like, I sneezed or I passed out for a moment. You know, someone cut me off and I crashed into the thing.
That's a better excuse than saying I was in my cell phone texting.
Right.
Oh, definitely.
This is true, yeah.
I'm going to use that if I get pulled over for texting.
Right. There was a spider.
Right. I was trying to kill my phone.
I was trying to look up whether it was venomous or not.
Right. They scare me.
I am not good with spiders.
No. No. And occasionally, like, if you're driving, like, especially first thing in the morning, not only did I walk through a spider web, but now as I'm driving, all of a sudden I see somehow that spider's in my vehicle.
Let me finish the story.
Good.
Because here's the kicker.
What's that?
The woman appeared to have a broken wrist.
Oh, no.
So now, was it from the accident or was it from trying to get the spider?
Right. Maybe she was in mid slam.
It's like just about to get her,
right.
The spider. And I was like,
right. Oh. Well, the impact definitely had to kill the spider.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to get that out there. So what happened with you?
When you see a spider, like, now walking across the inside of your windshield. Now you know it's here. Or you see it walking your dashboard and it's heading towards you. You're driving. There's nothing you can do. You're like, you're trying to blow something. Anything to keep it away from you. Yeah, once a spider's in my vehicle, my concentration on the road is completely gone.
I had one crawl into the vent once. I was like, I saw it. I was like, all right, I'm going to get it when I stop. And then I look over and I see him going in the vent. I'm like, now I don't know how.
Yeah.
Now I don't know if I'll ever see it again.
Close the vents, crank the heat.
Exactly what I did.
Cook spider.
Exactly what I did.
I don't care if it's August.
Well done, spider.
Goodbye, Mr. Bond.
Right.
It's like, see, when the poison starts coming into the room and he's strapped to the table.
I expect you to die.
Goodbye, Mr. Bond.
Goodbye, Mr. Bond.
But then I pictured a horror movie where, like, what if I do that and, like, now there's like 15 of them coming out of the vents.
Right.
Yeah. There's nowhere to go. Now I have nothing.
You hatch an egg or something like that.
Ugh.
Yeah. Stop. There's a nest.
When you're driving, well, I'm acting like this happens all the time. All right. So I'm driving.
Yeah.
And there's a spider up to the left-hand side.
Okay.
Of the car, right where the windshield meets the beam that comes down.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. The first post. Right, yeah.
I think we noticed each other at the same time.
Oh.
So I look over. I'm like, huh! Right. And it goes down its little
web
down its little cable.
Yep, right.
It does a Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
Dun, 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 dun,
I'm like,
dun,
where dun. The F are you now?
Right, that's the worst. And he sees eight of you, by the way. He's like, nah. Maybe he's hiding. There's eight Chazzes.
Oh yeah,
right.
There he goes. I'm like, oh, and he dropped down that rope so fast.
Yep, this wasn't his first time.
No,
oh, no.
Now where the hell are you?
Yeah, it's a ninja.
Ugh.
Yeah, you can't be searching for it while you're driving, though. That's the problem. It's like, do I just wait here to die? Like, I don't know what happens.
Yeah, now we're done.
Yep. It's even worse if you've ever gotten bitten by a spider, because now you have a major fear of them. Because I got bit by a spider. I remember my entire arm swelled like a freaking balloon.
Your elbow. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were going to turn into Spider-Man.
It was all purple. Yeah, like a big eggplant from my wrist to my shoulder. It was a spider bite. Just stupid, tiny, little freaking spider was living under my house.
How do you know he was living under?
Because I found it was a hobo spider. And that's what there was a hobo spot. Apparently, they live in like the eaves of your house.
I have a little sign like
right.
You see a little sign, and then always ask for change. Yeah, have a little iPhone,
a little hat, and a cigar.
Yeah, fingerless gloves.
It was the second day I was in my house because the cable guy put the cable on. He took out all the ceiling tiles.
Oh,
and then when I realized that they didn't put them back, so I put them all back, and there was one missing, the corner one. I'm like, where the hell is it? And I look, and I saw he pushed it inside. Inside the ceiling. So I reached in to get it and put it back. Didn't realize
that's
when I did that, it bit me right in the elbow skin. Maybe like 3 or 4 hours later, I'm sleeping. It's August. It's a heat wave. I have no AC on, no fan on. I'm shivering like it's July, like a January. I'm like shivering the cold. I actually went outside to try and warm up. Still wasn't happening. Wake up the next morning, my arm is killing me. I'm like, what the hell happened? So, of course, I do the Google search, and it says bursitis. I'm like, oh, I have bursitis. Okay. You know, that sounds good. I show it to Dr. Rao. We had as a guest that very morning on the show. He goes, spider bite. I go, why? He goes, spider bite. I go, how do you know? And he freaking flipped over, and he saw two little puncture wounds in my right where the where my elbow skin is.
Oh.
And then they just started swelling and growing like you would not believe. Remember, it was like purple.
Oh, it was gross.
Yeah, like the sky before a lightning storm. Yep. Yeah. 3 months that hurt, that little bastard. Yeah. Yeah, so now when he's a spider, I'm like, ah! Yeah. I know the pain they can cause.
How big's a hobo spider?
Tiny. Tiny little white thing. Tiny
Perfect.
Thing.
Terrifying.
Can you imagine? Like having that much juice to hurt something so big.
Imagine
like what
it
could do if it bit something like a mouse or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, yeah. And I talked to a friend that person goes, just keep in mind, goes, that spider tried to kill you. That spider gave you everything it had.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I felt it.
Wow.
I felt it, yeah.
No, thank you.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
I like to think I only come across daddy long legs. It's the only spiders.
How long does a wood spider live underwater?
I don't know. Those are nasty, man.
The dock spiders. Yeah, I hate those.
Oh.
They live for days, I can tell you that. I don't know how many days they can live, but it's
some
days.
Some can weave a web underwater where they can trap air, and they can just kind of like live in that web.
Oh, how resourceful.
Well, I have the skimmer in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after it rains, I'll open the skimmer to see if I need to save any mice or frogs.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll see a giant spider in there. And this weekend, I saw a giant spider.
Oh.
Right? I'm like, yeah, you're going to stay in there.
They drown you, bastard.
I close the lid. I'm like, good luck.
Yep.
You're on your own.
Right.
So I come back the next day. Now, there's nothing but leaves because it was so windy.
Yeah. Mm.
Leaves and debris in the skimmer. I'm like, well, I have to empty you now.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull you out, the skimmer.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to put it down immediately. So then the spider will climb up. I'll leave it there for a little while.
Yeah. Here's your chance. Hit the road, Jack. Yeah.
Yeah, here's your chance.
Yeah.
Soon as I touched that thing, that spider was on my hand.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, yeah. You can hear me like the house is streets away.
Totally. To this day, the filter is still on your roof.
No, it's a neighbor's roof. I really flung that thing.
Nikita in Simsbury.
Good morning, WPR. How y'all doing?
Good, thank you.
Good.
I got a great spider story, of course. So I was teaching a graphic design class remotely, and I was using an overhead camera over my table to show students how to sketch something. And I'm sitting here demoing, sketching. We have a live Zoom class, and all of a sudden, one of the students says, Nikita, there's a giant spider next to you on your keyboard. And I looked over, and there's a giant 2-inch wolf spider on my keyboard sitting there watching me sketch.
Oh, Lord.
Students start screaming, get it off, Nikita, get up. I'm like, and I just brushed it off the table and continued as if nothing was happening. And later they're asking me, where's the spider? And I said, oh, he's still under my table.
Yeah.
Damn.
And now he can sketch, too.
That would make me uncomfortable the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where will it reappear?
I feel like it's clawing me all. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have no focus at that point.
Yep.
Well, that's it. I guess it's not as exciting in retrospect, but the students got a bigger scare than I did.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm scared just hearing the story, and I'm safe.
Yeah, but this spider can really draw now.
I like to play it to find the spider.
You can do a whole mural now, all those arms.
Love this show again. Love the whole team. You guys brighten up my morning.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You as well. Thank you.
Amy in Naugatuck.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
So, sitting on the couch, and I go to put my sneakers on.
Oh, no.
And, Lord almighty, this thing jumped out. Huge, huge, like, screamed like a little girl, threw my sneakers. I go running in the bedroom, and my boyfriend at the time, what? And I was like, bro, if you have no idea, it's huge. He was like, okay, drama queen. I said, listen to me. When it ran across the couch, I freaking heard it.
Wow.
So he goes out there. I hear the couch move, and I'm like, all right, cool. He's going to get it. Never wearing those sneakers again.
Right.
He's going to get it. He comes back in the room, sits on the bed, and just gives me this look. And I'm like, okay, did you clean it up at least? Because it was big enough where there was going to be some hazmat.
Yeah,
gush.
He
goes,
I am not touching that thing. So we don't know where it went. He definitely backed down. But when I looked it up, it was a dark fishing spider. They're completely harmless. They don't bite.
Okay.
You've got to look this thing up. And that came out of my sneaker. I think it took me like 3 weeks just to sit on that couch again because we have no idea where
Google's going to say, why is everyone in Connecticut and Long Island Googling dark fishing spider?
Dark fishing spider.
Okay. Dark.
Oh, they are super, super creepy.
Dark fishing spider.
It is. Oh!
Dear God, no.
Oh, yeah, that's
loud. It is my sneaker. Needless to say, I never wore those again. Honestly, yeah. I threw them
They
out.
Don't look friendly.
I would sell the house.
For like 3 weeks.
They don't look harmless.
I would sell the house.
No, I promise you it is. Like, and I've seen one more in the time that he lived there, and I was just like, you know, I think it's time to start packing.
Yeah, no.
That's
they've laid claim. We are in their territory. I'm out of here.
Right, when it threw the shoe back at you.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. When he laughed so hard at me, and I was like, listen, I heard it run across the back of the couch. That's how big it was.
Oh, nope, man.
We would not deal with it.
It's called we have them in Connecticut?
Dolomedes tenebrosis.
We do.
Yeah, that's the official name for it. Yeah. That's just big ass spider. I'm moving. Kill it with fire.
Yep. They don't bite.
I'm not finding out. I'm not testing that theory either.
Yeah,
I'm not finding out.
I looked it up. It said they're harmless. They don't bite. I don't even care.
Oh wait, no. Hang on. I'm looking at this. It says no dark fishing spiders are not considered dangerous to humans, though their bites can be mildly painful.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, Lord. I don't remember seeing that. But
they are venomous. Their venom is not medically significant to humans, and their bites are typically no more severe than a bee sting or a wasp sting, but they do bite.
Okay.
So doesn't it say that they like to hang out by water? Because I remember it was weird. It shouldn't have been where it was because he was living in the middle of Waterbury. There was no ponds, nothing near his yard. And I'm like, not cool. And his landlord lived upstairs. She was really cool. She was on a heart medication because, like, 5 years prior, she actually got bit by a brown recluse, which we're not supposed to have
those
here,
are
but
bad.
We do. This thing messed her up so bad that she, to this day, is still a heart medication because of it.
Did you have a pool by any chance?
So we need to move out.
Did you have a pool by any chance?
Not at all.
Because it says you may have fishing spiders near you if you're home, if you have a pool or live nearby a stream or pond.
Great.
Nope, there was nothing.
Oh, Lord.
I have two brooks and a pool. Fantastic.
There wasn't so much as a bucket of water out there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It often lives in drier, wooded areas, can be found under homes or mulch in gardens, also inside homes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he got a little bit of woods in the backyard, like maybe 30 feet of like.
You've got
you
all
know,
those things.
Oh, that's something you want to take a shotgun to.
Yeah. Yeah,
no,
and you'll
definitely.
Hit it.
And I'm telling you, that bullet would have hit him because it was huge.
If you hit that with a fly swatter, it's going to look at you like, really?
So the grab it goes, whacking you.
It's going to grab and whack you with it.
He probably would have fought me. With, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, like, all right, thank you. She just reminded me. One of the first things a Texan told me when I moved to Texas is when, before you put your shoes on.
Yeah.
He said boots. Tip them upside down and knock them.
Yeah. And then
because
run.
Especially when it's chilly.
Yeah.
You'll get scorpions and tarantulas will run into your warm shoe.
Yep.
Because it's warm.
I'll be barefoot moving.
Yeah!
I'll be packing boxes. We're out of here. Leave the boots. They're yours now. I bequeath them to you. Yeah. Yeah, they also eat dragonflies, various fly, and mosquito larvae as well. These things are wrecking machines.
Wrecking machines.
They're wrecking machines, man. They eat the other bugs.
I appreciate their helping us out,
yeah,
but I just don't want it in my space.
Yeah. One was actually seen eating small crayfish.
We can be allies from, like, across borders. Like, yeah. You stay over there, I'll be over here.
Yeah, no. No, you go squish now. Yep. Yeah.
I once cut a tarantula in half with a spade shovel.
Oh, wow.
It was in the barn.
You got that close.
I was that close. Well, I didn't know they could jump.
They can jump.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if I knew that, I would have been like, all right.
Would have been so courageous.
See you later.
Well, I just burned the barn down. Die in there!
You know, when you cut a spider in half, and the half is still bigger than any spider you've ever seen.
That's a big spider.
Nope.
That's a big spider.
Was it still wiggling a little bit?
Oh, like, yeah. Oh. Still like.
Well, one of our buddies, Sean Pesci. We did a benefit for him a long time ago. He was telling me a story about wolf spiders, or like really, really big
That's
spiders.
That's right.
And they were
Sean Pesci.
They were doing some kind of mission that they were going through.
And they're clearing a building.
They came across a wolf spider and a web, and the wolf spider was the size of a hubcap. He was just like. Flamethrower.
Took up the whole doorway.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Jesus.
That's how you do it.
Tony and Trumbull.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I got to take a black widow spider home from work one day.
Oh.
I was working at an organic grocer, and they found one in a pallet of pineapples. California was having some really awful wildfires. And someone came to get me. I was working in the cutting room, and I think they knew I was the one for the job. And I caught it and contained it in, like, a deli container.
Right.
And I asked, you know, could I take it home? And they said, sure, please, take it home now and leave early. And I did. My ex-husband was in pest control forever, and I thought it'd be a good specimen for his collection.
Oh, wow.
It was the first time I ever killed a bug and, like, legit felt like I murdered something. This thing really fought for its life.
How did you murder it?
Yeah.
I drowned. I had it in the deli container and had some air holes in the top. And so when I got it home, I wanted to keep the specimen like as pristine
intact,
as I could.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So I ran water. I opened one of the air holes a little larger and I ran water in it, and it did nothing to like break up the web it had formed.
Uh-huh.
And so it just was going back and forth on the web. So violently that it made foam on the top of the water. And it was winter, so then I put it outside to freeze it as a secondary measure.
Ruth is mad at you.
I actually feel sorry for the spider.
I'm sorry, Ruth. I'm sorry.
I actually feel sorry for the spider.
I mean, I thought about all the people's mailboxes I could have put it in that have long come.
Right. See? That's very devious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought this was a good second measure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or there's the lighter and the hairspray.
Yep. Yeah. Another James Bond feature. Right.
Yeah.
It's been a long
Toast.
Time since I had hairspray in the house. But yeah, good point, AJ. Oh, Chad.
All right. Wow. Black widows.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
I think I feel fortunate that I've never seen one.
Yeah.
Like in the wild.
Yeah, sometimes they come bananas.
Same. Oh, Phil. Like the hourglass was amazing, that bright red on the abdomen.
Yeah, once you dry
just
it.
Just like in the movies.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I've never
And Chaz, it was so good to catch up with you at the Men Who Cook event
yeah.
the other night.
Awesome seeing you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were right. It was Mike.
Mike. Okay, very good.
Right.
Great dude.
Great
right.
memory. Guys, enjoy the day.
You
Sorry,
too.
Tony.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Ruth was shaking her head in anger.
Yeah. Oh.
That was pretty
I'm just
awful
imagining this
to listen
poor little
to.
Spider fighting back. Yeah. I want to live.
Right. Actually, feel sorry for the spider. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah. Like, there's got to be another way to just
would
kill it.
Would it be better if she just crushed it with her shoe?
A faster death, yeah.
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 Or just relocate it?
To where?
A black widow?
Black widow and relocate
it
there.
It could kill someone. It could kill a dog.
You could drive to,
how would you like that?
You could drive to
what
South America.
What if it bit Chewy?
Oh, my God.
You could drive to South America.
Okay, this is why you gotta eliminate it.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Chewy doesn't go around killing things.
Right. Maybe because you're like a spider refuge. Right. You can live in this cage.
Or just keep it in a little box. Right. Send it to someone evil.
Okay.
Yeah. Kim in Rocky Hill.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so these stories are very creepy, and I think it's a fallacy, but they say you're always within a spider within 3 feet. So my suggestion, I went to Maine years ago, I bought a salt pellet gun.
Oh, yeah, those are fun, aren't they?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. We sat in the hot tub killing the flies, but if you have any insect in your house, fill that thing with salt and just blast it.
Right.
Ooh. So,
you know what's fun?
Suggestion.
That battery-powered electrical tennis racket.
We have one. Yeah, oh, yeah. Great. Oh, yep. Yeah. And that hurts, too, by the way.
It is really fun hitting bugs with that.
Yeah, because zap. Yep.
Right, because not only are you zapping it, but you're, like, knocking it into, it's like a flying fireball now.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right.
I mean, back
sorry,
in the
Ruth.
Day,
I said the woods on fire. Yep.
We had a lake house up in Oxford. My father would put, like, 5 or 6 the bug zappers outside.
Yeah.
And, you know, all those entertaining. You hear the big one, and it's like,
yeah,
right. When the big one goes,
yeah, the June bugs.
Time to go in.
The June bugs hold on, and it's like, and all of a sudden, bam, they just blow up.
Yeah. I don't know what's coming after me now, but I don't want to be here for it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, boom.
When you get that one, gets zapped, goes, is that all you got? Okay, I'm out. I'm going to the house now.
All right, Kim,
yeah,
thank you.
I'm telling you, those salt guns are just amazing. Flies, spiders, anything.
What are these
just
called? Salt guns?
Salt. Yeah, yeah. The salt guns, yeah. Little salt pellets, yeah. And you shoot them, and
they
then they get high blood pressure.
To the range.
Like 3 to 5 feet, they work. Die.
Oh, they just blast.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're fun.
All right, Kim, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take one more. Mike in Torrington.
Hey, good morning. Other than having the worst anxiety listening to this show, I got a story for you. I mean, it's horrible. So shortly after I got out of the Navy,
thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir.
And oh, thank you. My pleasure. And it was like August, so it was hot. I was sleeping in the nude. So I get into bed.
Oh.
I feel the only way I could describe it was like if somebody tugged the hairs on your cheeks.
Okay.
So I'm like, what the hell is that? I ripped the covers off. It's a spider reared up, probably about the size of a quarter.
Oh, no.
Now, I have no clue what it is. Now, I'm arachnophobic to capital A.
Yeah.
So I was so mad. I grabbed this thing in my bare hands. I crushed it. You could hear exoskeleton crunch and the blood come out the side. I was so mad.
Oh.
I look in the mirror. Yeah. And I got 2 big vampire bites.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That was horrible.
You had 2 bites on your cheek?
Yeah. So that feeling of the hair, was it biting you?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Trying to drain
that
you.
That was the bite. Yeah.
This is the biggest fly I've ever seen.
Did it swell up? Your face?
No, luckily. Thank God. So it must not have been poisonous. But let me tell you something. I felt it, and I have not touched a spider since. I've never touched one in my hand except that one time where I crushed it.
That blood that came out of your hand, that was your blood.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, that was probably my blood.
Can you climb walls now?
Do you shoot webs out of your ass?
Your girlfriend, Mary Jane.
I wish I could.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool if you could. Try it.
That would have made that whole experience worth it.
Right.
Oh, my God.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
Nope. Bitten by a giant spider on the face.
On the face.
On the face.
Oh. Yep, that's a nightmare.
Gah.
Those marks stay forever.
Yeah. Oh.
But that's when you're afraid, deathly afraid of spiders, but you're so mad, you just grab it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gush it.
Facing your fears.
Guys,
look at you.
I was being nice because of the radio. It's butt cheeks.
I thought
cheeks.
That you.
It bit me in my ass.
Oh. I was going to say,
you said cheeks.
You pulled the covers. Jeez. I'm like, wait a minute. Were you sticking your head in the covers?
I ripped the sheets. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I don't know that feeling of hair being ripped.
Thus, why you gave us the information you were sleeping in the nude.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend like that once.
I thought he was bragging.
I know, me too.
Just tell me to wake up. up.
Wow.
It spanked you after.
Exactly.
A little slap on the tushy.
Then they gave us some money. Then it made me a sandwich. Yeah, they made me a sandwich and gave us some money left away.
All right, Mike, thank you. Oh.